Good afternoon, everyone. First, I would like to thank all of you because of your help, and I can graduate and obtain my PhD degree from DOU. I really learned a lot from all of you at ITA, so thank you very much. Today, I would like to share some work we have done the last 2 years. Actually, I just finished my 1 year military service, so you may feel the work has been out of time. So if it's hard for you to stand for it, you may let me know and I will move on faster to save our time. But please don't do that. Okay, here are the objectives we will mention in this study. There are why some typhoon induce more extreme up-ocean response in certain area instead of all the way along its trail. And we also would like to know what's the role of pre-existing cyclonic eddies play in the process. And we also would like to quantify the impact of this pre-existing cyclonic eddy to the cooling process. Finally, we hope to figure out what's the effects of this PCES on ocean response to other mature typhoon also took place in the Northwest Pacific. In addition to this physical response mentioned above, we also would like to mention something about the generation of the biologic response to a typhoon. Okay, here are the observation data used in this study. There are sea surface high anomaly. It's a merged product with a spatial resolution 0.25 and the tempo interval of 7 days. And the sea surface temperature. This product is TMI and AMSRD merged SST. It also has a spatial resolution of 0.25 and also, but it's a daily data. And the chlorophyll A concentration. The chlorophyll A is derived from MODIS Aqua, and it has a spatial resolution of 4 kilometers, and it has a temporal interval of 8 days. And the Schwarz Quickscale winds inflated data. It also has a spatial resolution of 0.25 degrees. And then it's in shield temperature profile. This temperature profile was derived from Argo Drifter. And finally, there are typhoon intensity and moving checks derived from unit system grader. Here comes the results. Okay, in our previous study, we merged TMI, AMSRE, SST, we found a very interesting scenario that super typhoon Haitang in 2005, it passed over the West Pacific and caused a series of discontinued cooling response. This is very interesting. Yeah, so we wonder why it can cause the discontinued cooling response but with similar evolution of typhoon intensity. It's quite interesting. So at the same time, we compare the evolution of typhoon intensity and the translation speed as well as the equipment pumping velocity caused by super typhoon Haitang. But none of these factors can use to explain this discontinued cooling response. Finally, we compare this cooling response with the up-ocean dynamic reflected by sea surface high anomaly. One can see that the contour denote area within negative sea surface high anomaly area. and the color shed reflect the SST cooling caused by super typhoon Haitang. One can see that both of them share good agreement with each other, and the pre-existing negative sea surface high anomaly just acts as a predictor that can tell us where extreme cooling response will take place and where won't. This is very funny, but it's not enough because we need to find out what's the physical linkage between the pre-existing negative sea surface high anomaly and the least discontinued cooling response. Here we are very lucky. We collect two argon temperature profiles just nearby the track of Haitang caused the extreme cooling response. There are C2 and C4, and we can find that temperature profile within this pre-existing native sea surface high anomaly area have this property of usually the cold water close to the sea surface and the thinner this layer is. With this property, typhoon can cause extreme cooling response, but with same momentum flux. And then we hope we can use a numerical model to reproduce the process we just mentioned. The main purpose is to identify the relationship we just mentioned and to quantify the effect of pre-existing cyclonic AD on the cooling response. Okay, here are our model settings. We use the regional ocean model system here. The domain is part of Northwest Pacific. Its spatial resolution is 0.25 degree. And we have 20 S level in the vertical, and the symmetry are derived from ETOP 2. And the vertical missing scheme embedded in ROMS is KPP boundary layer scheme. For comparison, we use two initial and boundary condition source. The first one is derived from HICOM and CODA reanalysis system, and the second one is derived from WOA 2001 climatology. The surface wind forcing used in this model was the Quisket SGP brand wind product. Here are the results of the model simulation. The left panel was the SST cooling. It's the SST drop simulated by our model simulation. And the right was derived from TMI MSIE observation. One can see that both of the main pattern shows good agreement, and the most interesting is that the result derived from model simulation also shows a scenario that where the pre-existing negative feature is and where the extreme cooling response will take place. It also shows the same scenario. Okay, with the numerical simulation output, we can know not only what's going on the sea surface, and we can know what happened in the upper ocean. For comparison, we collect two temperature profiles from two areas. One is from pre-existing native sea surface high anomaly area, and another is from pre-existing positive SSHA area. For comparison, we can find the temperature profile within pre-existing sea surface high anomaly area. The cooling response layer was much larger. This is because before the typhoon passage, that has the property of cold water close to the sea surface. We can see the black line is the temperature profile before the passage of typhoon. On the contrary, the spiritual profile within pre-existing capacity sees a face high anomaly area, and the cooling layer is limited because there is thicker warm water layer, and its cooling is limited. Okay, and then we like to identify. No, not identify. We would like to quantify the effect of pre-existing cyclonic AD on the cooling process, right? So we define a factor just like this. And the delta SST on subscript PCE means the maximum temperature drop to press in experiment with high-com encoder as initial condition. And delta SST subscript non-PCE represent the maximum temperature drops to press in experiment with WOA climatology as initial condition. And we can find that the coefficient we define are closer to 0.5. This implies that the same wind forcing but different upstream condition, and it will cause a total different cooling response. In other words, in this case, if super typhoon Haitang pass over the same area, but with the same wind forcing, but without encountering this pre-existing cyclonic eddies, and the cooling response will reduce to half. Okay. Finally, we would like to know the effect of pre-existing cyclonic AD on other mature typhoon. So we collect all category 5 typhoon to place during 2003 to 2008 for a systematic analysis. According to their cooling behavior, we separate them into two classes. The first type is this tropical cyclone. This tropical cyclone cause cooling response only when there is pre-existing cyclonic eddy existing, or the typhoon intensity is more than category 4. With these two conditions, it causes extreme cooling response. Usually, the combination of these two factors causes the maximum cooling. Okay, the more interesting is that there are four exceptions, and these four exceptions did not cause extreme cooling response according to the rule we just mentioned above. More interesting is that all of these exceptions took place during La Nina years. This implies that ENSO also affects the cooling response to a typhoon, but future work will need. Okay, so I think I have a very limited time, so I just introduce the main results of the biological response part. Okay, we also do a simulation and compare with our satellite observation, and this is the validation of our model simulation. Not bad, right? So here is the why we use this typhoon case. Because Nakari passed over Northwest Pacific, but it caused a phytoplankton bloom left of its track instead of its physical response in the right of its track. Usually, according to previous study, the biologic response usually go with the physical response. So this is a special case. And after, at first, we hope to simulate the distribution of Clofio A with our RAMS model, but actually we did not do it well. So we use the physical field to force the nutrient in distribution, and after a series of comparison, we found that not only the pre-existing cyclonic AD will influence the biological response, the influence of previous tropical cycle is also important to the biology response. We can check. There is another tropical cyclone pass over similar area, just in the left side of Nakuri, about 1 month to 2 months ago, before Nakuri's Pie Street. So this is an interesting finding. Yeah. Okay, we don't mention that again. However, all of these results are preliminary results. So in the near future, we hope we can do future work. We would like to know the feedback of upper ocean response to a tropical cyclone, to typhoon intensity change. This is our final goal. We know it is hard, but we will work hard. And we also hope to improve our biology module. We hope someday we can simulate the biology response to a typhoon directly. And finally, we hope to figure out what's the role of ENSO play to the cooling process. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much.
Any questions? If not, let's conclude today's session.
Okay, so I have a brief announcement.
After talking with a bunch of people, ONR has been so nice as to have us come here to Santa Fe, but the way the schedule is written out, there's no time for any of us to see anything.